Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, Pastor. I can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. You guys are having your church anniversary. Amen. Correct.
Yes. Today and tomorrow at our South Highland location. Got 31 years of ministry. It's very exciting.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Well, let's get started. This morning, we suffered some technical difficulties, but we're going to move forward. I'm going to start with the opening prayer. Heavenly Father, we just uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we give you praise. Father, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we ask you to have your way this morning. Father, we just thank you and praise you. Father, we just uplift power and light this morning as they initiate their 31st anniversary. We thank you, Father, for Just blessing that ministry, Father, giving them 31 years, Father. We ask that you just continue to bless them, Father, to continue to move forward. Holy Spirit, have your way in that ministry. We ask you to touch every ministry partner. Bless and keep the ministry leaders, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, keep them youthful. Keep them mindful of you and the task that you have blessed them with, Father. So, Father, we just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. Father, we want to uplift those and Mexico, Father, we want to uplift those in Puerto Rico, Father, we want to uplift those in California, Father. Father, we want to just uplift each and every man, woman, and child, Father, that that is suffering, Father, or going through natural disasters or any type of disasters, Father. Father, we ask that you give your angels charge over each and every man, woman, and child, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father. Father, we loose your provisions. You know what they stand in need of, Father. And we loose your provisions, Father. We call your provisions, Father, to suffice every need, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, every medical need, Father, we speak healing, Father. We speak restoration, Father, to the land, Father, that has been damaged, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Water, Father, that is unclean, Father, we command the water to be remediated, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you right now. We magnify your name right now, Father. Father, we decree and declare right now, Father, that you, Father, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that, Father, you have granted us a spirit of wisdom and revelation that gives us a deep and personal, intimate insight into the true knowledge of you. For we know, Father, we know you through the Son, Father, and we decree and declare, Father, that the eyes of our heart, the very center of our core, our being, Father, is being enlightened, flooded with light by Holy Spirit, so that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, the saints, your people, Father, your children, and so that we will begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active spiritual power is in us who believe. This is in accordance with the working of your mighty strength which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in heavenly places far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, whether angelic or human, and far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and in this world, but also the one to come. And you put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet and appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers. And, Father, we just thank you right now. Father, we decree these things to be so. In Jesus' mighty name, we say amen, amen, and amen. Deaconess, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you go ahead and move forward in prayer. Lead us, guide us in prayer.
Praise God. Father God, we do thank you. We continue to glorify your name all this day. God, you are awesome. You are powerful. You are mighty. You are a God that sits high and looks low. Nothing escapes your vision, so we thank you. We thank you for your presence even in the midst of challenges. We thank you for your presence in the midst of natural disasters. You never left us, and you never will. We thank you for the authority to speak to the natural disasters, to speak to weather, the authority to speak to them and have dominion and say you will not cause damage, you will not steal lives. God, we thank you for that. We thank you, we thank you this morning for your presence and the opportunity to pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to come before you. You are awesome. You, Holy Spirit,
We thank you. Holy Spirit, we love you. Holy Spirit, we love you. You are awesome. You are our prayer partner. You know every quarter of our day. When we pray, you know all that we need to pray. So we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just ask that you would search us, search our hearts, search our minds, search our hallelujah, search our thoughts. Bring your right to your Sunday. If there's anything that we have done, anything that we meditated on, anything that we contemplated that did not line up with you, we repent right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you would forgive us. Forgive us for doubt and unbelief. Forgive us for unforgiveness. Forgive us if we fell into gossip. Forgive us if we hated. Forgive us if we lied on anybody. Forgive us, God. Forgive us if we lied on ourselves or hated ourselves. Forgive us, God, for anything that was not like you. Known or unknown, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we repent of it. We repent of it this day. We thank you, God, for the opportunity in the mighty name of Jesus to come and seek forgiveness in the mighty name of Jesus. Because, God, you are faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse from all unrighteousness. And so we thank you this morning. We thank you, God, because your word says that if your people who are called by them by your name would humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, so God, we thank you. Because if we do something, you promise that you're doing something. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you this morning. God, we repent. God, for there are many things that you put on our heart that we desire to pray and decree into the atmosphere because you gave us the right and ready to your Sunday and the role to do so. God, you're so good. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you on today for the family. God, we thank you for family on today. We thank you, God, that your heart and your mind is turned toward it. It's a concern of yours. We thank you, God. We thank you, Father God, that you haven't forgotten about them. Those family members that left you, them sisters and brothers, they used to be in the faith. They used to be in the faith, but they turned their back on you. Father God, you haven't forgotten about them, and you love them. And so on today, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just call, Father God, out that thing. Father God, we believe you for the turning, hallelujah, of family members. We believe you, God, for the restoration. We believe you, God, for those that have left you that they're going to return. We declare and decree, Father God, because you said I'm married to the backslider. You said in your word in Jeremiah 3:14, return, O backslider. So God, we thank you on this morning, that we can declare a thing in the earth and it can be. Thank you, God. We declare your restoration power in the earth, in these families, those that are hearing, those that will call in, we stand in agreement that you're turning that family member back to you, that you're returning that child, that niece, hallelujah, that you're returning that husband back to you, and you're returning that brother in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare and decree, that there is therefore no more condemnation in Christ Jesus. So, Father God, we just come against every spirit of condemnation and shame that would try to keep them from coming to day. Doubt that would try to keep them from coming back. We rebuke it now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you. It is your heart that whole families be saved. You said whole household salvation. When that jailer experienced the raw power of you in that jail in Acts, his whole household, God say, Rukobasha Kandiria. So we're believing for whole household salvation on this morning. Rabba de Korabase, whole household salvation on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. You said to Zacchaeus, come down from them because I'm coming to your house. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So we humble ourselves before you, Father God, believing you because you want to come to our house. You want to come, Roman, and bring restoration, household salvation. You wanted to come to our house. So we come in agreement with you on this morning, God. God, we thank you for strategies. We thank you for the demonstration of the prayer that's going forth on today. And we thank you for strategies, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for how you're going to give us what to say to them, how to interact to them. God, we thank you that their heart right now in the mighty name of Jesus is being softened. We speak, in fact, to their heart of that family member, and we say soften. The word says, there you hear my voice, harden not your heart. And we speak to those hearts, be softened to the word of God. And we thank you for our ears being opened to give us a download. Exactly what, hallelujah, exactly what to say, exactly what to do in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We are in agreement with heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You said I would that all would be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. So we come in agreement with heaven. Thank you, God. I'm under the say. That families will have a mom and a dad, a grandma and a grandpa that say, a niece and a nephew, hallelujah, that say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. You're concerned about the family. Oh, God, we're so thankful. Hallelujah. We thank you so much. Thank you so much. And, God, we'll be grateful. Every little thing that we see that is moving in the direction of what you're doing, we will praise you for it. We'll acknowledge you for it. We'll give you thanks for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Every time we see something, like when our loved ones say, you know, I ain't thought about opening my Bible in a long time. Hallelujah. My Bible in a long time, but something just made me open it up and I was reading so-and-so. We declare and decree that we will thank you for that. We will encourage that in the name of Jesus. We won't look down upon it. We won't have a negative report about it, but we'll thank you because we know that's a demonstration. That's you saying, see, I heard your prayer. Hallelujah. I heard your prayer. I heard your prayer. I heard your prayer. I heard your prayer. And I'm moving around it. And I'm touching hearts and they are moving in the right direction. We'll thank you for every in the mighty name of Jesus because you said this is your will concerning us. That we should give thanks in all things because that is your will. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. God, you are so awesome. And so powerful. And we just thank you for all you're doing and how you're doing it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, that is the end of our show today. God bless you. We will see you next week, same time, same place. God bless you. And we love you. Bye-bye.
Amen.